Okay, we've got Michael Davis on mic. Hey, dear Michael.
Yes.
What with the new projects by Michael Davis right now in the States?
Well, occasionally I do some MC5 work, and as far as I know right now, it's the MC5 is in retirement permanently.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I think so. Now, I heard that we just might go to New York and play at the Joey Ramone benefit.
The birthday bash.
That'll be in May or June.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always surprised that there's more, there's more MC5 business to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty lucky, it's a growing story. And it just won't go away, traveling around, and I was in Sweden last week and playing with this band called the Lords of Altamont from Los Angeles, and just having a good time, life is good, life is wonderful.
Yeah. Anyway, back in the late 60s, early 70s, how was being in the MC5?
Oh, it was a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
It was a nightmare. It was, when we all started out as kids, we were just having fun and everything. And after years and years, it seemed like we were beating our head against the wall just trying to be successful.
Yeah.
And, our hearts were in the right place, I think, but it didn't work out. So.
Yep.
In 1972, the band broke up, and I thought, well, it's all over. I don't know what I'm going to do now. And then it just turned out that I lived a whole entire life as a rock and roll bass player.
And how was your relationship with John Sinclair, and how did this affect the MC5?
With John Sinclair?
Yeah.
When we hooked up with John Sinclair, he had some idealistic thinking, and of course we did too. So it was kind of like I thought it was a pretty good match because he had his philosophies about what should happen in society, and the MC5 was. All about rock and roll music and being creative and breaking down the barriers of the world at the time and so we did the best we could, I think, but we kind of like created some problems for ourselves along the way and ones that we didn't really survive from, but the truth is that time has proven that the MC5 was pretty important.
Yeah, and how was Detroit back in those days?
Detroit was a city in change, it was going from, I'd say, an industrial boom town, kind of the American dream of the 1950s and early 60s, to being something that was impoverished and a lot of crime and bad drug situations and a police state, and so it was kind of it was hard to watch it go down.
Yeah.
And but we were all kind of like from blue collar backgrounds and working people, and so we featured ourselves as being pretty tough.
Yeah.
And that we could handle it. And, it was, the whole thing was such an adventure. It's very hard to describe it in a few words.
Yeah. And did you have any connection at the time with the Stooges, Alice Cooper, Ted Nugent?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a whole Detroit rock and roll nucleus of bands, and of course the Stooges and the MC5 were kind of in the lead role of all of it. And then there was guys like Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels and Bob Seger and his bands,
yeah.
And the Nuge. And that would be Ted Nugent and Alice Cooper, just to name a few, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think back in that time is when Detroit got its reputation for being a hard rock town.
Yeah.
And before that, it was pretty much like, you know, Motown and soul music and stuff like that, which that influenced us a lot, too. So, but we came from a time when rock and roll was in its infancy.
Yeah.
And we admired a lot of bands that were, you know, they just played music. They did steps, and they had saxophones and horn sections, and they... you know, that kind of like just the hot rock and roll type club scene, and of course we admired a lot of bands that were popular at the time. The Who, we liked The Who a lot, and we liked the Stones a lot in the early days, and
yeah.
And James Brown, and it was just really exciting.
Mm-mm-mm. And the step forward to our days, what is Sven Gerly Music?
Oh yeah, that's our company, and we manage a couple bands.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the bands is the Lords of Altamont. We do merchandise, and
mm-hmm.
We do some publishing, and we do, you know, art and anything creative. You know, we're into a creative process, and you know, I mean that's. That's what I do. You know,
yeah.
I paint. I play bass. I produce records. And
yeah.
And Sven Gerly is, you know, kind of that's kind of our vehicle to do things. You know,
yeah.
So
you're very busy every day of your life.
You know, it's sort of like my wife's company. You know, but and I just work for her.
And what do you think about the? Nowadays, seen punk rock scene in the world, in the States and in Europe.
Well, I mean, you know, I always liked punk rock. I always liked the attitude
mm-hmm.
where punk rock was coming from. I thought it was that nihilistic kind of, you know, like, you know, throw down and be against everything. That had a place.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's like all. All movements and phases and things like that, they become so saturated with people doing it that they just become a cliche
yeah.
of their own making and a parody of themselves. And so I think these days, I'm not too impressed with the creativity of punk rock, but when it started back in the late 70s and then the 80s and all the hardcore bands,
yeah.
I was a big fan of punk rock, and a lot of these guys say MC5 is kind of responsible for, you know, their inspiration. I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what it is about MC5 that makes it so timeless. But
yeah.
I think it must have something to do with attitude and being very high energy.
Yeah. Right now you're producing OJM. What kind of band are OJM?
OJM is very kind of, they have like this, the sound of classic rock, but they're very experimental and very
mm-hmm.
avant-garde.
Yeah.
And they like to jam a lot.
Yeah.
They like to jam, and they're very blues-based, and the guitar player, Alex, is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the whole band is. I mean, they're a great band, and I'm really, really thrilled to be working with them, because it's so much fun to put it together, you know. It's like making a painting and layering on colors, and it's really cool. And their record will be out in October
yeah.
in Europe, and so we're making it right now, and it's just coming out great.
Yeah. So, you got a final message to all the Michael Davis and MC5 supporters here in Italy?
Keep on rocking and take care of your brothers and sisters.